Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. EK, be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. Cast up, roll things, little food for your soul, man. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things, tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Happy Thursday. Welcome to Four Things, which actually, I guess I should say Happy Thanksgiving. Kat is here with me. And if you're looking for something more Thanksgiving themed, hopefully you heard our Tuesday episode. We did a little episode to help prepare you for the holidays and anything you might be facing this holiday season. But I hope wherever you are today or this weekend that you are having the Thanksgiving you need to have.
There you go.
That's what Kat and I determined was our slogan for this week, for sure. But we also mentioned on Tuesday's episode that we were going to do another fifth thing about Kat's Instagram experiment. And then we realized, oh, it's kind of a longer conversation than just a quick 15, 20 minute fifth thing talk. So we're doing it here. So that is what we're going to talk about today. And like a week and a half ago, we saw Trey Kennedy in Nashville, and he is hilarious. If y'all are not following him on Instagram, he's a great follow. In fact, after listening to this episode, if you decide to do Kat's little experiment and you unfollow people for 30 days, still follow Trey Kennedy because he is so funny. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll bring joy and laughter.
Just pure joy.
Pure joy. Mm-hmm. Like, I laugh every time I'm on his page, which, tying into what we're talking about with Instagram, like on November 12th, he put up this video that he made of girls like in their Instagram comments section. And he was kind of like voicing the different comments that come through. And so I'm going to play the audio from it here now. I realize it doesn't translate as well over podcasts, but I'm going to do it anyway. I just encourage you to go watch the video because it'll be that.
That much better.
That much better. Hopefully you'll actually laugh when you watch it. But here's a little clip of what he put up.
Okay, I'm gonna post a bikini photo. You know what? I don't need to always like be in here and worrying about those.
Slay!
Girl, you better work!
Her emoji.
Body.
Putting up my Cheez-Its now.
I'm sorry, can I be you? You're the one with body goals. Stop it.
My best friend's a certified baddie.
Kissy emoji. Need to see you yesterday.
Pure hotness, spectacular curves, peach emoji.
Oh, who are you? Who are you? Okay.
We love your look. Would love to collab. DM us for opportunity. Heart emoji.
Oh, what? I mean, it's probably like a weird scam. I mean, they have 3 followers, but what if I get free makeup?
Slay!
You're the queen, girl. I love you. Okay, I gotta go.
It's too much time. Who cares? Who cares?
6 out of 10.
What? What'd you say?
6 out of 10. I've seen better.
Oh my gosh, that's rude. Do you think I care what some middle-aged creep thinks in my comments? Move on, sir. You don't bother me. Bye-bye.
But like you, of course you're hearing it. So you probably might be a little bit lost, but he's walking in out of the door, and the door is representing him going, or he's acting like he's a girl going into her Instagram comments. And sometimes it's like, we go there just to be fed, you know, whatever compliments we need to hear from our girls that are telling us that we slay or that we're fire or heart emoji, whatever.
Peach emoji.
Peach emoji. So, and I died laughing with the bot one where it was like, we like your page, would like
DM
to collab.
DM.
So it's, I mean, it is so true though. Sometimes we can walk through that door of Instagram to our comments for validation. And you even see in the clip, he turns out to try to walk out the door, but then another comment comes through and it pulls him back through the door. So back into the comments. And I've wanted Kat to do this for a couple of weeks now, ever since you finished your Instagram experiment that you were doing where you unfollowed people for 30 days. You were still on Instagram and actively posting, but you weren't looking at anybody else's content. So you told us on a recent fifth thing that was mm-hmm. what you were doing. So now we're ready for the follow-up. Like, what did you conclude from that experiment and how you show up on social media and how you use it for, you know, what you're putting out there, but also what you're taking in, and then also what validation you're seeking from other people, like DM, collab, your page looks good.
Feels so good when you get one of those. I love when I like post a picture and immediately I have like 4 comments and it's all that. It's like, love your page, DM to collab. And I'm like,
oh. My first 4 comments sometimes now are like, hey, you lonely? I'm like, what?
Yes, stop. Or like, also I get some like weird DMs from like fake men as well. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, it's not really what I
well, I'm getting here. Fake women that are probably old men and
be careful out there.
Well, I'm not, yeah. I don't reply. Wait, no. I delete them because I don't want them. They
yes, it's yeah, scary.
It's scary. Gross.
So, okay. I did a whole recap on You Need Therapy and the episode is How to Make Social Media Work for You. So I want to encourage people to go to that because I talk about this more in depth. But there's a couple things that I really took away from this experience that I want to talk with you about on here because I just think they're so important. And again, the reason I even did this experiment is because like most people, I have a complicated relationship with social media. I love it and I want to use it and it helps me connect and all of that. But also I'd gone through an experience where I lost something that I wanted and I was really sad. And then every time I got on social media, I was being like bombarded with seeing other people have that. And I was like, this seems like a good time to do this experiment. Unfollowed everybody. I'm not seeing what anybody else is doing for 30 days. And it was one of the best experiences I think I've ever had where I got to just be obsessed with what I'm doing. And I got to just be obsessed with like my life. And there was nothing to tell me I'm not doing enough or somebody's doing something better or somebody has something you don't have. I just was focusing and looking and seeing what I did have. Now, I still knew that I didn't have certain things, but it was just that. And there wasn't this idea that everybody else has it and you don't. So that was so nice and refreshing. After the experiment was over, I learned a couple things. Again, go listen to the whole episode to hear all of it. But one of the things that I took from that is it's really okay because I was still posting. And I had this thought, I was journaling the one day that I journaled throughout this. I was journaling and I was like, oh, I'm having this experience where like, I'm afraid that other people are gonna then unfollow me and nobody will be paying attention to my life. And I was like, oh, that seems like an egotistical thought. Like, why do you care so much? And I was like, I want people to think I'm important. Why do you want people to think you're important? And so I went down this whole trail. And when I got down to it, I was like, I think that it's okay to want people to like care about your life. And I think it's okay to feel like you have things that are worth sharing and worth bragging about. Because I think the idea of having a highlight reel gets kind of demonized of like, oh, it's just a highlight reel. It's just a highlight reel. That's just a highlight reel. But I think there's power in owning a highlight reel of your life.
Well, what about it being just that, a highlight reel and people not seeing other sides? Or that Instagram and Facebook is like this fake place. It's not real.
Oh, well, I think that there's part where we have to take the initiative to know that I'm seeing one side of somebody's life.
Okay.
I'm seeing one side. And I think that also speaks to like who you follow. And I don't follow anymore a ton of random people. I follow mostly people that I know and then some like accounts that are like either funny or like give me inspiration for something or something like that. But I have learned that it's helpful for me to follow people where I get to see their highlights and like be joyful in that for them. But I know that I also know that that's not the whole thing. And I know that for me too. So I think there's comes a responsibility of we have to take hold of that. And Instagram is not an expression of the 360 degree view of our life. And I think that's okay.
Right. That's for us to know. That's on us to remind ourselves of that. Because also too, if that is your place where you're wanting to highlight, that's fine too. You don't owe anybody your whole story on Instagram. No. And some people use it for that and they give that full 360. And that's okay because maybe some other people that are taking in their page need that. Mm-hmm. So it's not my place to judge. It's just, I guess it's just a fine line of like you showing up there how you feel best equipped to show up.
Yes. I think there's so much power in expressing moments of toughness. And I do that on Uni Therapy and we do that here and you do that yourself with four things. I think there's power in that to help people not feel alone. Mm-hmm. But I also don't think that we have to feel bad for not sharing the whole view of our life to everybody. And it's okay if it's like, I just want to see this stuff. And if you want to follow my journey or if you want to follow this, that's on that person to realize I'm probably only seeing one part of their life. Because I want us to stop feeling bad. Or I want to stop feeling bad for being excited to share joys on this page. And I'm looking at my Instagram. It's a little different because I don't post a ton of personal stuff on there. I post some, but not a ton. But I want to feel like excited to be able to do that. And I'm looking at that as more of like, I call it like a love letter to myself, like a little like exciting highlight reel for myself, my Instagram page. It's for me. And if anybody wants to join it, that's awesome.
But that's the realization you came to when you were on this yes. experiment.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm still posting on here. And even if nobody, everybody followed me, I realized that like, I still want to post on here good things because it's helping me document parts of my life that I'm really excited about.
Yeah, it's your own photo yeah. album that you get to go yes. back through and relive or yeah. revisit or find. And
I get to choose what goes on there. So that was one thing where like, I'm like, I'm going to take away this like dissonance around having to share everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's like, no, I get to share what I want and I get to follow what I want. I don't have to follow everybody. You don't have to have follow for a follow, you know?
Follow for follow.
Yeah. You yeah. don't have to do that.
No. Like, well, so when you started to add people back, how did you do that?
So I think first day I was like, well, I just want to add my friends that come to my mind. And so I just like found them. But now it's like, if I get like a message or I see somebody's name, I'm like, oh, I want to follow them again. I'll go back. But I didn't follow a lot of people. And I feel okay doing that because I realized that like, oh, this is kind of a weird thing that we just like think we have to follow people because we met them one time. But like, why should I have to care about somebody's life in that way?
Mm-hmm.
We're not used to that. That is a weird concept that we have to know everything about one side, or whatever side they want to show us, about everybody's life that we've ever met.
I mean, I've gone through and cleaned up who I follow from time to time just because sometimes I don't know why I click on something. Yeah. There might be a reason. And then I'm like, wait, why am I following this person? Yeah. And clearly people do that with me too, because yeah. I have people that unfollow me all the time. Yeah. And it may be that they started following me at some point and then they see me post and they're like, wait, who's this girl? Why am I following yeah. her? Or they're not enjoying whatever I'm doing for some reason. I mean, I know I have hundreds of people that unfollow me at any given time or that will choose to follow me. And yeah. I never know the reason. What was I going to say around this? I think, it was that I was going through to clean up who I was following because I had gotten a little bit heavy. And I caught myself being like, I don't think I can unfollow this person, even though I don't even know if I'll ever see them again. And I don't really know them, but I fear that they'll see that I unfollowed them and then that would be bad. But then I'm like,
isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That's weird. And so that's the experience I had because as I was unfollowing, I was like, why do I follow these people? And then I think at one point I was like looking through my followers to see if like I'm missing anybody that I like just like didn't think about. And then I'm just like, should I? And I'm like, I don't care. And I don't have to feel bad about not caring because it is not a normal thing to see all of this information. Before Instagram and Facebook, it wasn't like we had to write letters to update everybody that we've ever met in our life what we're doing and we have to read them and then send a reply.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's kind of what that idea would be. And that is so weird. And so part of that also is like taking this idea of like codependency, like, will they be upset or what will they think if I do this? That's on them. I think that that's on us to take control and realistically look at what that might mean. We don't have to put much meaning to it. It just could be like, I don't want to see this much information.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they don't like you. Doesn't mean they don't care about you. Maybe it does. We don't know. But it feels like the law. You must follow these people that you went to high school with because you once knew them and they followed you. Why?
Why? Okay, so what else did you take away from this?
So the other thing, which I think is a little more interesting maybe, is this idea that it's actually really, and I believe this, but I think I forgot it. It's okay to be jealous and envy is like a powerful experience.
Well, so we don't grow up thinking that at all.
No.
So even as a Christian, right. Just like all the things of like,
it's like
no.
a sin.
Well, yeah. Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
Don't covet.
And so.
Right. I mean.
Well, yeah. But also if we really narrow that down, why is it bad to be jealous or be envious?
I honestly don't know why the Lord told Moses to make it a commandment. But I think it's because then that means you're not content with what God gave you and you're focusing on other people instead of yourself. And I don't know. Why are you asking me hard questions?
Because
now I'm Googling why.
Well, I was thinking about it. I was like, I think what a lot of times what happens is when we feel jealousy or envy, we have this experience of I shouldn't feel that. Okay, well, if I shouldn't feel something, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to try to pretend it's not there. What will happen when we do that is those experiences get muddled and turned into something else because it's unprocessed. So now I'm sitting here with resentment. And when I have resentment, I do things to make myself feel better. I'll put people down. I'll do tons of things. And so if we just honored our jealousy and envy and looked at like, oh, what does that actually mean? Which we'll get to. I then can lower this experience of feeling resentful, which I really think is the issue.
Okay. So yeah, well, I'm also now I'm Googling all of this and reading about it. And it does say here that envy is not always a sin. I'm just clarifying, not even everybody listening right now might be looking for the biblical stance on this, or you might have thoughts, or you're already turned off the podcast. But I think sometimes it's just walking through some of it and what it really means and like how you're then treating others because of it, right?
Yeah. So let's say somebody got engaged and they're posting their engagement. I honestly get very excited about that kind of stuff, but also it comes with this like, oh, dang it, like I want that, which is I'm jealous. I'm jealous that they have something that I don't have. If I'm just like, you're not allowed to feel that, I'll have to come up with reasons to not feel that. Well, I bet their relationship isn't that great, or like, oh, I would never want my engagement to be there, or they just started dating. I wonder if so-and-so is trying to hide something, blah, 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 or that seems, I come up with reasons to make myself not be jealous of it, but I am. So if I just would acknowledge it, I could say, oh, I'm just like jealous that they have something I don't have. Dang
so
it.
Is it those things that lie within the jealousy like you were just doing? That's the part that's the bad part. That's the icky part.
The way to get out of my jealousy is the bad part of jealousy is how I get out of it. But if I were just to acknowledge it, it's like, oh, that's signaling that like that's something I want. Jealousy and envy can be such a motivator. Some of us, to get out of jealousy, we're like, we would never want that. It's like, yes, you would. But if I acknowledge that I do want that, it's going to move me closer to be getting that. But if I'm like, oh, I don't want to be engaged, then I'm going to be farther away from finding a relationship maybe, or asking for what I want in my relationship.
Could we just name it something different so that it's not so confusing?
What would you like to call it?
Well, I have no idea. I'm just sitting here. I'm like, nope, nope, nope. Thou shalt not covet. Like that. Thou shalt not covet, Kat. And I feel like I suppress my jealousy simply because of that, because I'm like, no, I shouldn't be thinking that way. I'm practicing, I'm walking this out. This is new to me. So I would be more so like, I'm recognizing the thought. I'm going to acknowledge, okay, yeah, this is true. I do want to be married and this is a bummer. And I wish that was me, but it's not like I'm really wishing like, ugh, I want to come in there and I wish that was me and move out of my way. Or I'm like, I'm going to kill her for this, because then that would be thou shalt not kill.
A lot. Then it gets even deeper.
We're just like,
but what if it was just like, oh, that's signaling, that's helping me identify what I desire.
Right. Then what you do with the thoughts from there.
Yes.
That then could make it, like you said, the icky part. And so that's why I'm saying if we just had a different name, it would be less confusing, because you're not actually being icky envious and icky jealous.
Healthy versus toxic.
There you go.
Healthy jealousy, healthy envy helps lead us to what we long for, which will help lead us closer, lead us to get those things. Toxic jealousy and toxic envy, if we are going to name this, is going to lead us to actually think really unkind, uncaring thoughts.
Right. Yes. Okay. Icky. Love it. Got it. You brought it down to elementary level for me. And thank you for that. Because I just wanted to clarify before also too, I started to get emails.
Oh, yeah.
About it.
Yeah. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. And also too, you may not even agree with this, and that's totally okay. You do not have to. And that's the beauty of, I think, talking through things with people and walking through life together. I don't agree with every single thing some of my friends say. I don't agree with every single thing I see on the news, but I don't throw my remote at the TV and
And you don't have to agree with everything your therapist says either. I sometimes will argue with my therapist and I'm like, that's not right. And like, we talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's actually kind of weird if you agree with every single person that's around you at all times. Mm-hmm. Where's the challenge in that? Where's the growth in that? And if you've built yourself a little fortress full of all those little people, then great. That's like the, reminds me of the echo chamber. That first came with like Facebook and how it would constantly feed you things that perpetuated what you believed to be true. Yeah. So then you feel like everyone in the world thinks like you, and people that are not thinking like you are bonkers. Mm-hmm. And it really does. I mean, it mentally messes with so many people. But I was thinking even before Facebook, some of us grow up in an echo chamber, depending on maybe the church that we went to, not even making it a religious thing. It could be like how your town was. Mm-hmm. Some people were in a cult type mm-hmm. situation or family members, whatever it is. It wasn't just Facebook. Like we had our own, I think of things I've had to break down from my childhood that were my echo chamber that I literally thought, and even in my 20s, I was going to college and I was meeting certain people that didn't think how I thought that everybody thought because of my mm-hmm. echo chamber. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was almost in disbelief sometimes. I'm like, surely they do not think that or believe that because
what's wrong with
that
them?
That is so weird.
Yeah.
Because I was not exposed to a single person. This, I'm not even talking about religion and politics. Some of it I was, I mean, I thought this is the truth that like everybody voted Republican.
So did I. And if you, yes.
Yes.
If you,
especially
I thought
if
Democrats
were, like,
were bad people.
Yes. Yeah.
I was like, no, I can't hang out. It was like, I can't hang out with them. They're Democrats. It's like, I didn't even know what Democrat meant.
Yeah. Or even I had a boyfriend that was Catholic.
Yeah.
And it was like, what?
Yeah.
Catholic?
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, oh, okay, cool. He was raised Catholic. So like, what do y'all see y'all doing as a couple together? Like, what? How do y'all see this playing out? Or what will you do? It was just like so black and white. Mm-hmm. And the, of course, I was saying this isn't even just religious and politics. And then the two examples I gave
our
were
religion and politics.
Religion and politics. But it really wasn't just that. Like it was,
yeah.
I mean, I guess this is kind of religious too, but even like they're going to live together before
oh, gosh.
They get married.
Yeah. And surely not.
But I mean, yeah. Once again, I was in my 20s. And then now that I'm 40, just older and wiser and different things. And there just can be a lot of growth. Mm-hmm. And I hope that anybody listening, regardless of how you feel, if you're in that echo chamber and you're realizing you can't sit with somebody else's decisions in life very well, then that's when you might need to reflect on like you're putting too much weight into that. You can still practice that for yourself. Absolutely. Don't abandon what you believe to be true if that's how you want to live your life. But then to have energy dedicated to the how someone else is choosing to live, ugh. That's exhausting. And we can often do that a lot of times by looking at someone's social media.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of judgment that comes in on that platform.
Yeah. When I did,
or those platforms.
Yeah. And I do believe that like the goal of my experience was how to make social media work for me. And like the goal of having this conversation is like knowing that you can figure out ways to make social media work for you. So my things don't have to be your things. And what I'm doing now doesn't have to be what you're doing now. I just want to give us back the idea that we have power to create our own ideas, because Instagram and social media in general is formulated in a way to make us think that we don't have power and agency. And we do have power and agency over how we use these things. And I took what I took, and it's really actually been helpful in my life. And you can do your own experiment and figure out what comes up for you.
I mean, and speaking of unfollowing people, even if it is just for a short period of time, yours was 30 days, but it would be interesting to see, speaking of echo chambers, like what you're not constantly fed with at all times. And then you can start to formulate, some own thoughts for yourself. And I don't know, I just think that there's power in that, whatever way you want to get there to do it. Maybe it's not even an Instagram experiment, but I don't know. I don't know that I could do the whole unfollow thing. I mean, maybe I plan on taking a break over the holidays for sure. And I don't typically do that. I'll still post during Christmas time. And I'm just not. I think I'm even deleting the app. I don't know what day, which is hard because I also try to run the Espoir account, which is at Shop Espoir if anybody wants to follow. But that's where we promote like our items that support Haiti. And we normally have a last minute like leading up to Christmas of like last minute shopping. Like, and that's a great time of year for us to support our people because so many people are shopping and we're able to send a significant amount of money to My Life Speaks and Project Metashare and the orphanage where my kids were. And we've worked with a couple of other organizations there, but those are the ones we're focusing on right now. And I want to be able to be a part of that story and even relaying if we do have the final check that we're sending, like, oh, wow, like because you shopped, we just were able to send $100,000, and giving that update is exciting because it wouldn't be possible without the followers. So all that to say, I have this thing in my head where I'm like, no, I have a certain level of responsibility here and I can't just unplug. But then also for my mental health and my family and focusing on what I need to focus on, I need to, maybe I won't delete the app, but I'll move it to a different page on my phone mm-hmm. that's harder to get to. That's another trick yeah. is you don't have to have it on your front and center page. And then so that way you're not seeing it all the time. And then maybe I'll just pull it up when I need to, if it's a work thing. And by work, I mean a spa. But like me personally, I think I'm just going to take a break.
Yeah.
Predetermined break. And I'm going to be okay with that. And there was probably a time a few years ago where I would have been like, you're crazy. Yeah. I can't do that. Last year, I took so many breaks, or maybe even earlier this year, I took so many breaks where, yeah, I deleted the app and it was okay. Mm-hmm. And Mary kind of took over and helped with some of the spa stuff. Because she knew that's what I needed as well. And that's another thing too, is like talk to friends and family and ask, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. If you feel like you have a certain obligation, do you have people you can ask to support you through that time? Even if it's just a 2-day break. Or you can preload, like mm-hmm. if you are running a business or something, you can even preload,
schedule them
and then have them in drafts or ready to go. And then you just log on, boop. But you need to set a rule with yourself. I'm not going to scroll. And you don't end up like deep diving into someone's page from 2014.
How did I get here?
I know. Those are always like the embarrassing. I'm like, oh gosh. Did you listen to Taylor Swift All Too Well?
Yes.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Did you see people were over? I don't follow him on Instagram, but I ended up on Jake's Instagram because like on his last post, all the Taylor fans were leaving comments. They're like, where's the scarf? What are you doing? Yeah.
Poor guy.
I know. I know.
It's like such a like long time ago. I'm like, oh man.
I know. Yeah, and she might, when she redoes Dear John.
Oh yikes. My goodness.
John Mayer's.
That I'm actually out. More interested in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously I recommend the Taylor album, but another album that I'm just obsessed with is Adele's new album, 30. There's a song on there called I Drink Wine. And I keep talking about it. It's not even about, she only says, I think I drink wine one time in the song, but that's the title.
Yeah.
It's not about drinking wine. In fact, she's not drinking. Mm-hmm. She told Oprah that.
I need to watch that.
You do. It's so good. Did you hear my interview with her on the Bobby Bone Show?
No.
Yeah.
Will you send it to me?
It was only like less than 5 minutes. It was very different than Oprah's sit down because clearly she was doing like radio promotion
for
her album.
But she had prep for your interview by doing Oprah.
I mean, no. But it was a cool moment. Like yeah. She was so kind and in her couple minutes together.
You want to know something funny?
What?
This is irrelevant, but I always think about this when Adele comes up is, you know her song Someone Like You?
Yeah.
When I went through a breakup like 4 or 5 years ago, I would put that song on repeat and go run on my run. I would just listen to that song on repeat and just like cry through my friends. And I think back and I'm like, what kind of weird torture was that? I don't know. She makes me feel things.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. I mean, I've cried. Yeah, this new album, cried. Easy On Me came on the radio with Chris Stapleton because it was, so it's playing on country radio.
Wait, they have a duet?
Yes.
So long.
Yeah. So now I know you didn't listen to my interview with her because that's why she came on the show was because Chris Stapleton, like, because why else would she be doing a country show? But
I just thought.
Yeah, I know. You just thought I was big time. Yeah. Actually, Bobby couldn't do it. So then I did it. So it came on the radio and I was in the car driving along and I just started crying. But I Drink Wine. Listen to it.
Okay.
Easy On Me with Chris. Listen to it. There's several other good songs, but I can't think of them right now, but my latest obsession is I Drink Wine.
I'll put it on repeat and go for a run.
Do that. Before we go, I was going to see if you could share 4 things that you are thankful for.
Oh, I've never done this on here.
Me.
Well, obviously.
Just kidding.
So Amy wants me to name her.
I was just helping her out.
I was
going
to save you for last.
Oh, okay. I was joking. Don't say me.
Why? I am.
Okay.
I'm grateful for our friendship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, I had like a nice venting session with you this morning. I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful for
Yeah, because let me just tell you, there's a guy out there and he's a real peach.
He's the opposite of a peach.
He's the opposite of a peach. And I am kind of speechless on how he handled things with you. Mm-hmm. And for that, I feel you.
Yeah.
I see you.
Thank you.
And he sucks. And if I need to see a picture of him so that if I ever see him.
You can say.
I'm going to be like.
Curse the day you were born.
Okay. What second thing?
Okay. I am grateful for my niece. She FaceTimed me this morning and she asked me to hang out with her. And that was like a great thing. I needed that because I had a weird night last night. So I'm grateful for her. I'm grateful for having a job that I like really enjoy, even though some days it's hard. I'm grateful for the game Codenames.
Have you played? Yeah, we play that.
Yeah, I'm grateful for that game.
You know what we've been playing is Pictionary.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And my daughter's really good at it. Someone got amnesia and they were trying to draw it out and we were all just...
How would you draw amnesia?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But listen, 14-year-olds Tashira, we're barely even guessing because we don't even know what we're looking at. We're like, and then Tashira's like, amnesia?
What?
Yes. And we all like started screaming and erupted. And we're like, what? This is crazy. Like how I'm going to put this on your school applications. Like you're a genius. Like
you're a genius.
I'm like, somebody test this girl's IQ right now. She's
wow. She would probably be good at Codenames then.
She loves Codenames.
Okay. I would like to play that with her.
And we have Disney Codenames. And
it's like a brain. It really is like an exercise for your brain. Mm-hmm. It's like a puzzle in a different way.
You'll have to do this other puzzle thing with her. It's almost like Rubik's Cube, but not like each person has their own side. I can't even remember. It's like magic squares or something. And you pop these little cubes and they fall into formation of like the colors that you need to have. I don't know how it does
but I need to play it.
You need to play it. I'll show it. I have it in the game room. Okay. I'll go get it and we can play. Okay. I'm horrible. I'll play Tashira. And she just like, she's like, I'm done. And I am maybe 5 minutes from being done. And I'm like, well, I'm going to sit here and finish. So that way my brain can exercise its way
like,
to your
level.
I'm
gonna get second place.
Yeah, like because it's so fun for her. Yeah. It's so fun, I guess, for me to see her succeed in that way and be, she's good at like with movies, anticipating things. And anyway, Pictionary, old school game, but bring it back. Yeah. Like if you're looking for holiday games, another good game. And I talked about this in our gift guide episode and we talk about it on the Bobby Bone Show too is Blank Slate. It's
never
so
heard
fun.
Of that.
Oh, get it. It's a Target. Okay. Blank Slate.
I think I want to have a game night for my birthday. Because like, what do you do for your 32nd birthday?
Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 32. Okay, so that's what I did for my 32nd birthday is Taylor Swift had a song.
I thought you were going to say Taylor Swift had a small concert for me.
No. She had a song she put out that year called 22. And I made a parody.
Wow.
And
should I?
Titled it 32. And... I changed the lyrics to fit like a 32-year-old. And I said like, it feels like the perfect night. And now I can't remember the words, but
inside.
Stay in and watch like CNN. Yeah. And then I had like face masks on and we filmed the video at Bobby's house and my sister was in town and it was funny. You can watch it.
That.
You can watch it on YouTube. You just Google Bobby Bone Show, Amy
32.
It's on the Bobby Bone Show YouTube page.
I'll go look at it.
Oh, and you mentioned Someone Like You with Adele.
Yeah.
I used that instrumental to that song to give birth to a baby pig in another old YouTube video. We had a silent film festival.
I remember you telling me about this.
Mm-hmm. And that was the instrumental.
Why is that what you chose?
It just is fitting. It was really popular at the time. I think it was like one of the top songs. Yeah. And we worked in pop, so we were playing it all the time. So it's probably I pulled it and it was dramatic enough, especially for the birth scene.
Oh yeah.
When I was in my car, because I couldn't make it to the hospital and
it was
the piggy came out early, which later I realized, I was like, no, this never crossed my mind that would insinuate that like somehow a pig got me pregnant.
Yeah.
But whatever. Nobody ever thought about that part till way later and the film was already done.
And you're like,
but
this is a little dark.
It was more so that I was on a quest to end slaughtering pigs. Eat bacon. It turned into a whole like, save the pigs. Making bacon.
Because now it's a human pig thing.
Well, no, I was
you can't eat my kid.
Well, I realized when I was pregnant, I was eating bacon and I loved bacon. I was like, yum, yum, yum. And then all of a sudden it became disgusting to me in the silent film. So you can see on my face, I'm now disgusted. And I kind of pat my belly and you're probably like, what? Why is she doing that? But then later it all makes sense when I give birth to a pig.
Does eating the bacon get you pregnant? Like eating a watermelon seed will get
you? I hope that that's how I got pregnant.
Okay.
So then at the end, I had my friend Ricky and Lunchbox dress in a cow costume and a pig costume. And we stood on the side of the road on Lamar in Austin to cars that were really driving by and we were filming. And I was holding up signs that said, no more bacon. My baby is a pig. And then Lunchbox is a cow and Ricky's there with me. He's dressed as a pig and he's like, save the pigs. And then we had Lunchbox come up behind us in a cow costume and like start beating us up because he's like, no, save the cows. Like,
wait a second. I would like to actually make another one of these videos.
Oh, like a redo?
Well, not maybe a different concept.
Yeah, different. Yeah. We used to make videos all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all can, I think, check that out. I know it got removed from, not because of bad content, but we kind of, once we moved to Nashville, we started like a different page. So since that was done when we were not in Nashville, we were in Austin. But I saved it somehow and maybe it got put on a YouTube page that I have only.
We would like you to dig that up.
Or it's up somewhere at radioamy.com in the blog section in case you literally have nothing else to do later and you want to check it out.
Mm-hmm. I would like
y'all can watch 32 and you can watch, oh, my silent film was titled Bacon. Period.
And search bacon, Amy
so
Brown.
So we brought all of that up because of
my birthday.
You having a game night on your birthday and you're turning 32 and you don't know what to do. And I was like,
maybe I'll make a video.
Yeah. You're good at making TikTok videos, like fun ones.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you and your friends, y'all make it seem fun, but maybe that's just a social media thing. I'm thinking that it's fun, but it's really not as fun as
an assumption.
Mm-hmm.
We really had a horrible time.
I made up a story that like, oh, look how much fun Kat has with those friends on TikTok.
Okay, we'll go make a TikTok now.
Okay, so this episode is full of lots of things. We hope y'all have a great day. You can find me at Radio Amy on Instagram and Kat is at Kat Defatta, K-A-T dot D-E-F-A-T-T-A. She might not follow you back though, but you can follow her other account for her podcast, which is called You Need Therapy. And the handle is the at You Need Therapy podcast. Did I get all that?
You got it all.
Okay. All right. See y'all later.
Bye.